awkward silence, Sheldon on his phone, no touching, somebody's having date night.
It's actually steamier than it looks. Sheldon's looking up the phallic symbolism of root vegetables in Renaissance paintings.
Oh, no, I got bored with that. I'm just browsing cuticle scissors on Amazon.
How do you not tear off his clothes and take them right here on this table?
If you do that, I'll scream.
Sheldon, I have some exciting news to tell you.
But that makes two of us. My new cuticle scissors will be here in 1 to 2 business days. Come on, one.
I've been invited to consult on an experiment at your university for a few months. Isn't that great? We could have lunch together, we could carpool.
You know, riding with Leonard has gotten a little tedious lately. The only car game he ever wants to play is the quiet game. And he's terrible at it, I always win.
So you're okay with this?
Well, why wouldn't I be?
Well, this project would have us working in close proximity to one another, and there's the vulgar adage that one should not defecate where one eats.
My father used to say that all the time. That and, who does one have to orally gratify to get a drink around here? But what does that have to do with you working at the university?
Sheldon, don't defecate where you eat means don't have a romantic relationship in the workplace.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, I always took it literally. That's why I have never once moved my bowels in this or any restaurant.
I'm relieved that you don't have a problem with us working together.
Not as relieved as I'm about to be. It's a brave new world, little lady.
A hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Are you crazy? You don't want your girlfriend at work with you. Hell clam.
Why not? Harry Fairy.
I think it could be romantic. You know, my parents met at this place of work.
Your father's a gynecologist.
I know. What started as a pap smear turned into a date. Which turned into her working there, which turned into marriage, which then turned into hatred, which continues to this day. Two-eyed cyclops.
Would you please tell him this isn't a good idea?
No, I think it'll be great. Maybe next time he gets conjunctivitis at work, she can hold his head and try to put the drops in his eyes. Giant baby.
That's a raging ogre.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, I'd never want to work with Bernadette. I mean, can you imagine seeing someone all day long and then you're supposed to hang out with them after work, too?
But hold on. We do that all the time. You and I work together and play together.
Yeah, I know, and it drove me into the arms of another woman. Bipolar bear.
Well, I appreciate your concern, but I won't be seeing any more of Amy than I already do. I assume we'll deduct any extra time we spend together at work from our weekly quota.
Please let me be there when you tell her that.
Why? So you can see the look on Amy's face when she hears my top-notch idea?
Please, oh, please, just let me be there.
So, Amy, what are you going to be working on at Caltech?
I'm leading a study to see if deficiency of the monoamine oxidase enzyme leads to paralyzing fear in monkeys.
Well, if they're anything like humans, the answer's yes.
Wait, you've done this experiment on humans?
I mean, like, death row inmates with nothing to lose? No, that would be unethical.
You know, not a lot of people know this, but the monoamine oxidase enzyme was discovered by a woman, Mary Bernheim. That's right. My phone is just as smart as you guys.
Amy Bernadette Penny. Amy Bernadette Penny. Amy Bernadette Penny.
He's never gonna stop doing that, is he?
I don't mind. I'm hoping to put his love of repetition to good use someday.
Hi. I've reconsidered. You can't work where I work. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Sheldon, I already signed the contract. I cashed a check.
Hmm. You are not going to come out of this looking good.
Sheldon, I don't understand. I thought you said you were fine with it.
I was, but that was before Howard explained to me how awful it would be if he had to work with his significant other.
He said what?
Oh, now, don't be insulted. He just thinks too much of you would be mind-numbingly tedious.
Excuse me, I need to have a chat with my husband.
Yeah, well, now, what? Keep it short. From what I gather, brevity is your friend. So are we good here?
No, we're not good here. I am working on this project.
Yeah, and you can't tell her what she can and cannot do.
Last week, you told Leonard he couldn't wear his Wookiee jacket out in public.
Well, that's different. I'm not going to the mall with someone dressed like a dumb space bear.
Sheldon, you don't have to worry about me bothering you. I'll be in a different building, and we don't even have to have lunch together.
Really?
Yes. Before all things, I'm a scientist. I'm just there to do my work and, with a little luck, scare the living crap out of some monkeys.
Hmm. You sure your moth-like personality won't be drawn to this blazing fire that is myself?
More and more sure.
Well, then, you have my permission.
I didn't ask for your permission.
Too late, no backsies.
No. Listen to me. Sheldon misunderstood. What I meant was if we worked together, there'd be too much of me for you, not the other way around.
Howard, if you're going to lie to your wife, don't start the sentence with Sheldon misunderstood. That's a dead giveaway.
Well?
Okay, fine. I did say that, and I think it's true. I think if we worked together and lived together, we'd get sick of each other.
Yeah, but to be fair, he only said the part about him getting sick of you.
For the love of God, why?
Do you think you'd get sick of?
There's only options here are to fake a heart attack or have a real one.
It's nothing in particular.
Is it my voice? Am I too bossy?
My arm is feeling numb.
Nailed it.
That's the wrong arm for a heart attack, doofus.
My point is, I'm sure there are things about me that would drive you crazy if you had to deal with them all day long.
Like looking me in the eye and lying to me?
Well, come on. I mean, where am I supposed to look when I lie to you?
Find somewhere else to sleep tonight.
Bernie.
If it makes you feel any better, Amy and I are fine. I mean, really good.
So, boys, how was the pajama party? You guys jump on the bed and sing in the hairbrushes?
It wasn't a pajama party. It was just a couple of bros hanging out, giggling, eating cookie dough, and watching Princess Bride.
Please stop talking.
As you wish.
You know, Sheldon, none of this would have happened if I hadn't tried to help you.
It also wouldn't have happened if in the early universe, hydrogen was a little more common or a little less common. This is fun. Your turn.
Gentlemen.
Amy.
Hey. Hello.
That was kind of icy. You too? Okay?
Oh, we're fine. As Howard advised, she's merely respecting our professional boundaries.
Smart. Take relationship advice from a man who spent last night braiding Raj's hair.
Hey, you make a good point. It would appear I was worried for nothing. Look at her, desperately wishing she was over here at the cool table. Well, don't worry, little moth. The flame will come to you.